Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
I've been bubbling with this. I'm so proud of myself. I have a conspiracy theory. And it's about the greatest head coach of all time, Bill Belichick.
Okay. Now, this is based on some of the things he's been saying. Some of the, I don't know, off the wall, very critical things of teams that he's now asked to opine upon.
So, Bill Belichick is now an analyst now. And I totally respect that. I don't have any issue with him being an analyst. You had to make that adjustment. It's not easy. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, now I'm just going to talk about sports. And I think that's great. Bill Belichick has called out Gerard Mayo so harshly recently. And what I've noticed in that, because Gerard Mayo called his players out for being soft.
Yes.
And so Bill took major umbrage to that, almost took it personal, and talked about what he accomplished with those players.
Yeah, same team.
With the same team.
Same players, not the same team, obviously.
And put a lot of that on Gerard Mayo. And I remember hearing this and saying, that's like, it's okay to criticize Gerard Mayo, by the way. I thought it was like, whoa, you want your job back, bro. Like, what's going on here? And so my first reaction was, he's bitter about losing his job. And that makes sense. And everybody would be like, okay, great, Evan. What human wouldn't be bitter about losing their job? And then I realized what was happening. What was happening is that public perception against Gerard Mayo has gone so bad to the point where there are reports out of Boston he may lose his job before the season is even over, which is insane to me. That's number one. Number two, Bill talks nothing but glowingly about Drake May. Loves him. That's number two. Number three, you know what team has the most cap space in the NFL next year?
Let me guess. It's the New England Patriots.
It's the New England Patriots. Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick are hoodwinking all of us. Bill Belichick.
In what way?
He didn't get fired. He's not retiring. He didn't just not take another job because he couldn't get one. He's sitting out a year, letting the Patriots suck again, letting Gerard Mayo get run out of town,
so
that every Patriot fan who turned on Bill says, oh, maybe he wasn't so bad. Huh. So when he returns as the head coach of the Patriots, and he will, he's the conquering hero. And one last thing before you guys comment. It's been done before. It's been done in Boston before. Who? See Alex Cora and the Boston Red Sox. Oh, yeah, we have to remove him because of the cheating scandal. Get, to quote Sean, your sister's ass.
Right, but he came back. He came back and they weren't ready to be, I don't know, the next great thing or to compete for the playoffs.
Yes, he came back. They went to the ALCS that year. True story. That was the year they beat the Yankees and they got to the ALCS.
Wow.
And Alex Cora's back and, you know, it's mostly good. I know they had a bad year this year.
Now, the only way I would say that that's not a possibility is because somebody else is going to really want Bill Belichick. I don't know who it's going to be, but I think there could be a lot of firings this year. So somebody else is going to want Bill Belichick. Do you think Bill Belichick is willing to go back to a situation that's worse than one of the other opportunities that could arise?
I think sometimes you don't want to leave your lover. And the New England Patriots were his lover. And I'll tell you something else that Bill has done.
Not which, anymore.
Which, oh, no, they're still sleeping together. No, the point.
She's still 20.
Yeah.
Oh, we're talking about that lover?
You ain't leaving her.
There's something going on between Bill and the Patriots. But the other thing Bill's doing, which bothered me at first, and I realized, I got you, Gamebo. What does he do every time he's on with Pat McAfee? He takes shots at the Jets.
Yeah.
Because he's still a Patriot. He's going back, bro. It's obvious before all of us. He's getting Gerard Mayo fired. He loves Drake May. He loves the players. The stupid idiots in Boston are like, we love you, Bill. We miss you, Bill. We miss you, Bill. And by the way, they're not stupid idiots for thinking that. Bill's a great coach.
Right.
But he's got them, even those who turned on him, to saying, we miss Bill.
Right.
It's like the George W. Bush battery put up after Obama got elected. He waved. He's like, you miss me now? You miss me now gimmick.
I don't know if you miss Bill. I think you miss the success that Bill had.
And they think he can bring it back.
Well, I mean, we saw him also lose it. without Tom Brady, without that veteran leader, that voice in the locker room or voice as the guy, I don't know, miming or piping or re, I don't know, like rehashing or regurgitating what he's saying. You lose it, then all of a sudden you got somebody who's just trying to figure his own way out of his own way, right, at quarterback, and you stink. So the only way that this works is if Drake May turns into a great leader for the New England Patriots. Otherwise, he's going to have the same situation that he was stuck in.
I don't know if it's going to work. I'm just telling you, this is what's going on. And I think it's very obvious, and I'm going to be the one to bring it to light to everybody. And hopefully, you guys say you're right.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Okay, so you don't buy it.
No, I think it's a great conspiracy theory.
Thank you, Tommy.
But let's be honest what happened here. So, obviously, the Mets got eliminated Sunday night. So, Evan hasn't had a lot of sports to watch this week. So, him and his wife have been binge-watching The Real Housewives of New Jersey. This sounds like a storyline from season 6. Teak, I forgot what season you were on. But this is like straight out of reality TV. You think this is like that they came up with this? The thing with conspiracy theories is how many people have to be involved with this?
Just two.
No.
Bob and Bill.
How about Bill's current employer? Wouldn't they have to know about this?
Nah, he has a clause to go head coach. They
interesting.
Don't need to know.
He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, they don't need to know that, bro. It's Bob and Bill. It's two very powerful, really smart people.
And by the way, the more people that knew, potentially knew, because I don't know if I'd buy this, the more people that potentially knew, the more likely we would be to hear it.
Of course.
So if it's really want to execute this, them two are the only two that can.
In fact, Bill's lover doesn't even know either.
So
it's Bob and Bill.
Drake May doesn't know?
Has no idea. Mm. He hears Bill.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Complimenting him, which Bill has done when he's been on Pat McAfee and the other broadcasts that he does. He does a lot of stuff.
Casts and stuff.
Yeah, like, I think that this is a Bob and Bill show. And I think that Bob Kraft got it from the Red Sox. I think he saw it with Alex Cora and said, we need to let this breathe for a year.
Even if this wasn't the original plan, I think this is actually genius by Evan.
Right, so even if they're not thinking about it, they should do this?
Well, I think what happened is maybe when they hired Mayo and let Bill walk, maybe that wasn't the original plan for a year. Then they got together at a Netflix roast behind the scenes with a couple drinks. They started reminiscing, and now the season has started off bad. And I think that Robert Kraft and Bill have been talking, and I think they know the fence is there. But it leads to a real big issue ahead this weekend.
Which is?
The Jets need to lose a game to save the franchise moving forward. Because the last thing the New York Jets need is to force the firing of Jerod Mayo and have a combo of Bill Belichick and Drake May rubbing their nose in it, Sean, with the remnants of Aaron Rodgers.
Sean, I want to teach you something.
Molu has already started something. Stop.
I appreciate you taking my conspiracy and trying to use it against me. I do respect that. I am so desperate. We are so desperate as Jet fans that we are so week to week with this freaking franchise that I cannot think about Bill. I cannot think about Drake May. I can't think about Bill Belichick's lover. I can't think about any of that stuff. All I can think about is getting a win on Sunday, because this franchise and this stomach, the stomach I have connected to my body, needs a victory more than anything. I thought I was going to get one last night in Atlanta. Didn't happen. I thought I was going to get one in Los Angeles on Sunday night. Didn't happen. I thought the Jets were going to give it to me on Sunday night in the great swing state of Pennsylvania. So I get it. Oh, Gerard Mayo could get fired and then I'll be right and Bill's back and now he's going to haunt my dreams. You know who haunts my dreams more than Bill Belichick?
Aaron
Rodgers. New York Jets.
Oh.
I just need a win. So you guys buy it. Thank you. That's what I've gotten out of this.
You know what? I think I realized what happened. We needed the Mets to be eliminated to get fresh brain Evan.
Yeah. Fresh brain Evan is back.
Evan's back with good takes.
Start thinking again, Evan, please.
That's a good one, though, man. Entire city of Boston, let me just say this to you guys, because I really don't have much ill will towards you. I have a strong rooting interest in your basketball team right now for some selfish reasons. You're welcome. You're welcome. So now you've got that. Bill's coming back. Don't worry. You're welcome for that. Let's go to Ian in Manalapan, New Jersey. What's up, Ian?
Hey, guys. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure. What's up?
All right. So I just want you guys to hear me out for a moment because I have two reasons why the Giants should absolutely, positively keep Brian Daboll and Joe Shane.
Okay.
I think those two guys are perfect for the organization. They're perfect for the job. My reason number one is I think that the Giants are going to finish where the picks are going to be 6-10. I don't think they're as bad that they're going to be 1-5. I think it's going to be 6-10.
Right.
So I think the Jacksonville and the Carolina are probably going to have the one picks between 1 and 3 because they're both very bad. And Joe Shane is a wheeler and dealer. He trades. He's very creative. He's young. And I can't imagine those two teams drafting a quarterback after, Jacksonville just signed their quarterback to a year deal worth millions of dollars, and Carolina giving up so quick. But again, anything can happen. But I think Joe Shane is the guy to wheeling dealing to create a package to get a top pick.
Well, a couple of things. Carolina's going to draft a quarterback.
No doubt about it.
They sat Bryce Young. They're forced to go back to him now, unfortunately, because Andy Dalton was in a car accident.
Right,
I think there's some concerns about him physically.
Right. Well, he hurt his thumb, I believe, in his throwing hand. Family's okay, because it was family in the car.
Yeah, thank God everybody's okay.
Thankfully, everybody's okay, but he's likely, he might be up, but I doubt he's going to be playing. So they're just going to go with Bryce Young. But you know that Dave Canales, who did really good things up in Seattle as a quarterback coach with Geno, who then went to Tampa, helped Baker Mayfield get another new contract. Like, he wants his guy. He wants his own guy.
Yeah.
It's very similar to what we're talking about in a different different timeline, obviously, with the Giants. I mean, when you become a new head coach, if you know the guy that's there is not your future, you have to go get your
100%.
Own guy. And he's already proven by benching him that Bryce Young is not the future.
I did something so depressing. I've already done this in basketball, which I expected. I've not done this on football yet, and I just did it for the first time. I went to Tankathon. I used to live on Tankathon.
Yeah.
I'm going to live on Tankathon this year, but I've gone to football Tankathon for the first time just to remind myself, all right, season ends today. What's the draft order? New England Patriots, number one. They won't take a quarterback. I think they still believe in Drake May.
Of course.
Carolina, quarterback.
Definitely.
Cleveland, quarterback.
Yep.
Tennessee, quarterback. Oh, my God. The team that's fifth is the Jets?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Quarterback! New Orleans.
God, are there five quarterbacks?
No, but my point is they would want a quarterback. Let me rephrase that differently. These are teams that wouldn't say we don't need a quarterback.
Right.
And so the point our last caller is making is flawed. Almost everybody is going to want a quarterback
And I look at all of these teams. Jacksonville won't. New Orleans probably won't either.
Disagree about New Orleans.
You
think they're going to want a quarterback?
Maybe.
But they believe in Spencer Rattler all of a sudden?
Well, no. I mean,
Derek Carr. Stop. They lined up his contract like Daniel Jones did.
No, you're right. So probably they'll need a quarterback too. Jacksonville will not. Las Vegas, absolutely. Giants, yes. Miami, no, unless Tua gets hurt again. I don't know. Maybe. The Rams, yes, because they're already trying to trade Matthew Stafford.
Basically every team but the Patriots.
Every team until you get to like 15.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app